Is Lamar Jackson on the move? Is Aaron Rodgers headed to the Big Apple to play for the Jets? We have a ton of quarterback news to discuss on a Wednesday edition of Locked On NFL.
You are Locked On NFL, your daily NFL podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome in to a Wednesday edition of Locked On NFL. He is Tony Wiggins. I'm James Rapine, and we are loaded today. And we're going to start with Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson, and we're going to probably talk about every dynamic, every angle of these two star quarterbacks, former MVPs, because both of which could be on the move. But first off, thank you so much for making us your first listen on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And Tony, let's dive in. And it's tough. I don't really know exactly where to start. So I'll start with the most breaking thing. As we record this about 15 minutes ago, it was reported and the Ravens announced that they will use the non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson, which means he is free and clear to negotiate with other teams. And if he agrees to a contract with one of these other teams, the Ravens can match it, or they can decline to match and receive two first round picks in return for Jackson. His cap hit in 2023 set to be around $32 million, just over that. So it would be a steal if he signs for that. That's not going to happen. He's going to get a long-term deal. There's a lot to digest here. What are your thoughts on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens using the non-exclusive franchise tag?
He's gone. Non-exclusive. If somebody signs him and all they have to do is give up two first rounders, he's out of there. Especially if they can structure that deal that is not very friendly to Baltimore, he's done. He's on his way out. This is why he needs an agent. And I went back and forth with somebody this morning that says Lamar doesn't need an agent. I saw somebody tweet out to Quincy Avery, the quarterback's coach. He doesn't need an agent because he doesn't have to give up 10 to 30%. Well, first of all, I don't know any agent that gets 30%. I don't know an agent that gets 10%. But I also don't know anyone that has a range of 10 to 30%. But this is where he needs an agent, because that agent would know exactly how to tell another team how to structure this deal. And can you imagine Lamar calling teams, "Hey, man, this is Lamar Jackson," as opposed to the agent that deals with these teams every single, you know, day or week because of other relationships that they already have. These talks could have already happened unofficially if he had an agent who was dealing with other teams for other reasons. And I know, you know, it's considered tampering, but it happens every single day. It's different when Lamar Jackson represents himself, though, and he, you know, the awkwardness of him actually reaching out to other teams, making that phone call, that makes him look desperate. But I still believe that there's somebody out there, and it could be a contender. It could be, let's just say, the Patriots, if they had the money. And the Patriots go, "We'll give up two first-round picks because they're going to be late first-round picks. If we get Lamar, yeah, we'll do that." As opposed to if you try to trade him yourself, may get three or four first round picks, or two first round picks and 2 seconds and a third, or whatever. But I think he's gone by them negotiating this. If I'm a rival that needs a quarterback, I give Lamar Jackson damn near anything he wants, and I dare Baltimore to match it, because if they match it, then they look silly, because they should have matched it they could have upped the deal in the first place.
My first reaction was, "Oh, you thought Deshaun Watson was the only quarterback to get a fully guaranteed contract." I'll break the news right now. Fully guaranteed. Whatever he gets, it might not be a 10-year Patrick Mahomes-style deal. I think it will be 4 years fully guaranteed, because that's clearly what he's looking for, is the guaranteed dollars. And the reason Watson got that deal last year is because it was a bidding war. And because there were multiple teams, the Texans were definitely going to trade him. The Browns were out of it, and they got desperate and said, "How do we land you?" Well, I agree the agent factor or the non-agent factor matters a little bit. But when it comes down to it, I think there's going to be so many teams in on Lamar Jackson that don't care about two first rounders, because you could trade two first rounders and then some just to move up in this draft to get a quarterback that is nowhere near Lamar Jackson. And there's plenty of question marks about this quarterback class. I think he's going to get a fully guaranteed contract. There are teams that are maybe not willing to do it today, but when the bidding gets going and things get going, it's like, all right, do we want him? Do we not? It's like negotiating anything. If you're buying a car, if you're buying a house, and then all of a sudden you get into a bidding war, but you really want to live in that school district, or you really, really, really want to drive that Porsche. I know how you live, Tony. I know you drive a Porsche. You get yourself in it, and you say, do I want this or not? And I think teams are going to say, do I want Lamar Jackson or not? And they're going to look at the not and all of the teams that don't have a guy at his level, and they're going to pay him a guaranteed contract. Do you buy that he's going to get fully guaranteed dollars? Because I think that that's almost a no-brainer at this point, given what I expect his market to be. And maybe the Ravens don't expect it, but I expect him to have a really hot market.
I think you'll get it, because that's been the point and the threshold that Baltimore does not want to go, beyond, which is having a fully guaranteed contract. So whoever wants him, all they have to do is say, give him a fully guaranteed contract. They already act like they didn't want to sign him to one. And I think that's why he might get it. But I will say this, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm Agent Joel Corey or anything like that, but I have done enough research and asked enough questions. Sometimes not having fully guaranteed money benefits the player. Mm-hmm. And you say, how can that benefit the player if he, okay, let's just say he wants $200 million fully guaranteed over 4 years, right? Well, he's 20, what is he, 25, 26? Mm-hmm. So if another team offers him a 4-year deal with $160 million guaranteed, and a balloon payment of $60 million for the fourth year, which is not guaranteed. So say they say a 4-year, $210 million deal, and only the first $150 is guaranteed. Well, that's a $60 million balloon payment. And if they don't want to do it, and you make it so that it's a cap hit that they can't pay, guess who hits the free agency market again when he's 28? Lamar Jackson. You see where I'm going with that? Mm-hmm. As opposed to a team trying to franchise him or come into that fourth year and wanting to extend it out and lower his cap a little bit to make it friendly for the team. No, you could just say, I'm gone. Yeah, we can redo a deal, but this time, for the next 3 years, you're going to give me another $150 million guaranteed, or I'm going to walk, or I'm going to hold you hostage with that $60 million cap hit. It's up to you. So folks act as if sometimes when they hear things like not fully guaranteed, that at some point that's not advantageous for the player. And that's just not true. It is.
I want to play a game when it comes to Lamar Jackson and his market. I also want to give you what I think would be the perfect football fit. Mm-hmm. Again, there's so many factors that it's impossible to say perfect fit, but football fit that, of course, I'm not going to say Baltimore. So non-Ravens football fit. And we still have to get into Aaron Rodgers. So we have a ton to dive into, and we'll play this Lamar Jackson market game in just a second here on Locked On NFL. Today's show is brought to you, though, by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And, man, you need to get FanDuel in your life. Why? Well, because you're getting a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. So whether you want to wager on the Lakers to continue their run even without Lamar Jackson, without LeBron James, or maybe you want to wager on the Ravens to take a quarterback in this year's draft. Well, you can do all of those things at FanDuel. So make sure you check them out right now at FanDuel.com/lockedon to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets. Again, that's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. They're safe, secure, super easy to use. You can download the FanDuel app today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right, let's dive into my Lamar Jackson game. Because when you think about Lamar Jackson, it's like, oh, well, how many teams are interested in him or should be interested in him? And so I'm just going to go division by division and you say yes or no if you think these teams would upgrade their quarterback situation by having Lamar Jackson under center. Is that fair?
Let's do it.
All right, so let's start with the AFC East. Buffalo, Miami, New England, New York. I think the Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets would be much better off with Lamar Jackson. True or false?
True.
Let's go to the AFC North. Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns. Browns are out. We talked about Watson, of course. Burrow in Cincinnati. But we know about the Ravens. The other one, Pittsburgh. That's interesting. I haven't even thought about that one. Would they be better with or without Lamar?
With.
Even if it's not realistic, they'd be better with him. Yeah.
With.
And I don't think they're going to pursue him. But
no.
South, your Jags, the Titans, Colts, Texans. Everybody but Jacksonville?
Everybody but Jacksonville.
AFC West, Chargers, Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos.
Well, the Broncos would be better, but they can't. The Raiders would be better. I don't know if he's a fit with Josh. The other two, forget about it.
But the Raiders would be interesting as well. All right. So we're talking about a ton of teams. That's just the AFC. NFC, the Eagles, will they have Hurts? The Cowboys, now that's real interesting. I don't think so, but that just got really interesting.
They'd be better.
Giants?
They'd be better.
Washington?
Definitely.
Minnesota? I'm just going to go down now.
In my opinion, yes, they would be better.
H-E double hockey sticks, yes, they would be better. Yes. And I just want to be nice just in case there's children listening. Detroit would be better?
Yes.
Bears better?
Yes.
Packers better?
Then who?
We'll get in Aaron Rodgers in a second. But, yeah, I get why there's a delay there.
Yeah,
all of the AFC South would be better, even though New Orleans just signed Derek Carr. That's right. Fair. And then NFC West, Cardinals?
Yes.
Rams?
Yes.
Seahawks?
Yes.
49ers?
Yes.
Good. I saved the best for last there. The 49ers are the team that should go all in.
Look at you.
Lamar Jackson. It would be the most electric, creative, wild. Kyle Shanahan wants to run his quarterback anyways. He runs his quarterback anyways. You might as well give him the best running quarterback in NFL history. If you're the 49ers, if you can find a way to make it work, you don't have a first-round pick this year, so it would have to be your 24 and 25 first-rounders. Okay. Christian McCaffrey and Lamar Jackson and Deebo Samuel and, oh, my goodness, George Kittle and, you know, the Brandon Ayuk.
So, question.
That's scary.
Go ahead. Non-exclusive,
that's the fit, though. Go ahead.
The non-exclusive tag, does that mean that it's definitely two first-round picks or can they negotiate it?
Two firsts.
It's two firsts just as end of story. So you can't send them Trey Lance, a first, and a second. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely two. Because I remember back in the day when teams used to do the franchise tag, they would be able to negotiate whatever compensation. It was a minimum of that, a starting point. But if they wanted to come off of that a little bit, they could. Look, man, the 49ers are at that point where they have to try to go for it because they've given up so much draft compensation in the past to be where they are. And in spite of the fact that they somehow continue to have this guy and then have another guy and then have that guy and this guy gets hurt, they keep knocking on the door by going to the championship game or whatever. They keep getting right there, man. So, yeah, I would definitely say that that's a good fit, especially since they're so close to getting over the hump. My favorite fit for them would be Atlanta, because I think Arthur Smith has the play design. And, you know, I saw what he did with Ryan Tannehill. I saw what he did last year with Smoke and Mirrors. I think it'd be perfect for him. I think off the field, it's a perfect city for him. We've seen the impact. And the fans in that city, they're used to a guy like him because they had Michael Vick years ago. But I just think he just makes them a whole lot better. A whole lot better. I believe the reports that they are one of those teams where they're very, very interested, and I understand why. They slow-rolled things the first year. Their first year with Fontenot being the GM, they kind of slow rolled things. They didn't go in and they had all this cap space. They didn't do a whole bunch of stuff. They just let Matt Ryan go. They ate all of that money in 1 year with the cap space and the dead space. And then they were very, to me, they were very economical and they were very, if you would, deliberate about making a move. Well, now they're ready to jump out the window because I believe they think they have a lot of the infrastructure pieces in place around them. I still need a pass rush. They still need front seven help on defense. But I do believe that they think that, okay, now we're ready to make a splash. So that's who I think is going to, not because only because of the reports, but because to me it's just a match made in heaven. Now, if he goes to Atlanta, it's going to be like going backwards in terms of his career and how close his team is. Like in Baltimore, he was used to being in the playoffs just about every year. I don't think that's going to be the case in Atlanta, although if he went to Atlanta, they might be the favorite in the AFC South.
Real quick, I was just doing some research as you were talking there. So it's complex, but just 50,000-foot view. If, let's say, the 49ers, and I agree with you about the Falcons, but let's say the 49ers want to negotiate and do a sign-and-trade with the Ravens, they can do that as opposed to giving up two first-rounders.
Okay.
So I take back what I said. There's negotiation. Now, normally that means less. It doesn't mean more, but never say never, I guess.
Well, it could mean a different kind of less. It could include a young quarterback and draft compensation. Or
correct.
They could ask for another. They could ask for a quarterback. What if they ask for one of those players? They got a bunch of players. What if they ask for one of those defensive linemen, one of those unheralded guys that you haven't heard of? Or they're not going to ask Nick Bosa because they'll get the phone hung up on them. But they may ask for Greenlaw, that off the ball linebacker. They may ask for somebody like that. And then the other thing is, when I saw sign and trade earlier, I chuckled because I'm like, this ain't the NBA. On a fully guaranteed deal, you can pull it off. Mm-hmm. But on a deal where a guy gets a signing bonus at signing, it's very difficult because the second Team A signs him at signing and gives him money, that bonus accelerates into that team's salary cap. They got to be able to afford to, if they give him $50 million up front, guess what happens? Somebody else ain't paying cap space for money that you already gave them. They're not going to do that. So that's why with a fully guaranteed deal, there might not be a signing bonus, or the signing bonus might be pushed until August 1st or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you make the deal and then the new team takes over and they give it to him. But it's possible. All of these things are possible. Without me looking at the salary cap situation for anybody, all of them are possible.
Yeah. The other part of this, when it comes to Lamar and the leverage that the Ravens would have is, oh, we'll match it. So if you don't want to negotiate with us, we're just going to match it.
Right.
And they can try to call your bluff there a little bit. So because they have the right to match, they can maybe try to wiggle out a little bit more when it comes to negotiations. I agree with you on the Falcons. Diana Rossini, by the way, ESPN's Diana Rossini, reporting that the Falcons aren't in on Lamar, despite other reports saying otherwise. Albert Breer saying the same thing.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe this is just hardball, because I think it's a perfect fit. In that dome, you have Drake London, you have Kyle Pitts, you have a good running game. Makes sense to me. To have Lamar Jackson, he would be electric, especially in that division. He would make them instantly to me, the favorites in a tough NFC South when it comes to everything but the quarterback. I think you have some talented rosters there. You just don't have many quarterbacks. So if you can have the best one, then you feel pretty good about it. Speaking of quarterbacks, we still haven't talked about Aaron Rodgers yet. Let's dive into Aaron Rodgers in the Jets. Could he be headed to the Big Apple? We'll do that next.
All right, rolling along here on Locked On NFL with James Rapine and Tony Wiggins. Right before we left, James Rapine said, we haven't talked about Aaron Rodgers yet. And it hit me in my chest because I think that's all we've been talking about for the last 5 months, it seems like. But what James means is, as it pertains to this deadline and what the Packers are going to do, they're saying that planes, are we spying planes now? They're saying there's private jets with people on it, going here and going there and going to meet and all of this stuff. I believe it. It sounds like the Jets are going to do something. You know, we talk all the time about the fact that Green Bay is the luckiest team in the world because the last 30 years they've had Hall of Fame quarterbacks. You know who took him off the hands of Green Bay? It was the Jets, right? Mm-hmm. Did Favre go to the Jets before he went to Minnesota? Yeah. So the Jets going to say, let's do it all over again, even though the first time didn't turn out very well. Got a desperate coach. You have what I think is a talented team that wants to try to make some noise and get something done. And you have the New York media that ain't going to let Aaron slide on everything he wants to talk about and then walk away from the microphone. So whether it's a match made in heaven or not, I just want to see it just for the optics. I want to see everything that's going to go down with Aaron Rodgers being in New York City.
It's the second best option available. Mm-hmm. It's the second best. It was the first best until Lamar Jackson became available, and he can start negotiating during the legal tampering period when that begins on Monday. So we'll see there. And I don't think the Jets are going to get in on the Lamar sweepstakes, even though he would make them much better. But Aaron Rodgers makes a ton of sense. You have a star running back. You have capable wide receivers led by Garrett Wilson. You have some capable tight ends and a really good defense. And you're right, a coach that looks to be pretty decent. I like the vibe there. I think that, you know, Robert Saleh has done a really good job, but without the quarterback, it's hard. Mm-hmm. And in the AFC East, where you have the best coach of all time, you have Josh Allen and the Bills, who are still the favorites in that division. You have a Miami team, who I really like their coaching staff. They have the most speed in the league. Mm-hmm. And who knows what they do at quarterback? By the way, could the Dolphins make a run at Lamar? I think that one's interesting, too. We didn't even throw that one out there.
I think the Dolphins could make a run at both of these guys I'm talking about. We're talking about here.
No doubt. And so if you're the Jets, it's time to get aggressive. You were flirting with Derek Carr, but you knew deep down that that was not the supermodel you wanted. Mm-hmm. You wanted the flashy. You wanted the bigger star. All right, well, now's your chance to get him. And so they send Woody Johnson. They send all of them on the private jet. You know, you visit Aaron Rodgers in his dark room. I'm kidding about the dark room. All right. Well, now it's showtime, Jets. Get it done. And I want to see it, because the thing is, you're right, the Favre experiment didn't work with the Jets for that season. But the first half of that year, he was an MVP. He was really damn good. Mm-hmm. And so could Aaron Rodgers be really good with this roster? I think so. So I want to see it happen as well. As far as compensation, what do you think? I think it would be two picks, a first or a second, and a mid-rounder.
I think it'll be a minimum of a first.
Oh.
I think they'll get a first. And I think Green Bay might get greedy and say, let me look at your players and start acting like they're at the flea market or something. And that's when if I'm the Jets, I'm like, man, you ain't just got free reign to be coming through here, picking through our stuff. No, that's what they'll do though.
Here's why the Packers better be careful. Aaron Rodgers has to be willing to renegotiate his deal to facilitate a trade. Mm-hmm. And so he has power here. And he could say, actually, this is kind of like Kevin Durant a few years ago, since we're comparing the NBA. Yeah. Kevin Durant was like, oh, you're not doing a side and trade Warriors Nets, me for D'Angelo Russell. Mm-mm. He was like, no, you're asking for more. Aaron Rodgers might be like, no, you're not doing this where you're asking for the house. They already offered you a draft pick. That's it. And he should do that and be willing to do that if he wants to go to New York.
Yeah, you don't have much choice if you're Green Bay, and that's a situation that I wouldn't say that they put themselves into the situation. But and of all people, you don't want having leverage over you. People don't like Aaron Rodgers, right? I don't dislike Aaron Rodgers, but even with me, I'm like, all right, dude, I can't keep defending you now. Stop the foolishness. It's like you having a buddy that you know he just makes up every excuse not to come to work on time. And at some point you're like, dude, I love you, man, but come on. You ain't giving me much to work with here. I'm trying to help you out. That's how Aaron is in the court of public opinion. Cause I don't dislike Aaron Rodgers, but I will tell you this. He kind of is the last dude you want to have leverage over you. Mm-hmm. He is the last person I would want to have leverage over me, especially if our relationship kind of soured a couple of years ago and he's just kind of been there. He is the last dude I would want that somebody looks and goes, so Aaron, what do you think? Oh my God, I would want to jump across that table. As much as I like him, I want to choke him to death. But I get it, man. And they're between a rock and a hard place. If they get down to it and somebody has to ask Aaron what he thinks, I would probably pay $100 just to hear his answer and to look at the look on Gutekunst's face when Aaron says something that is just totally unacceptable. And you know it's coming if that were to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. This is fun. Sign me up for more NBA days in the NFL. That's what we'll call it. I mean, you got exclusive tags, non-exclusive tags. Yeah. This guy could go here. You got this quarterback that could go there. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the last guy to get a seat. He will go to the team.
Going to Vegas, man.
After the – oh, you think? Man, maybe.
I think Jimmy
Vegas should be in on Lamar. People will come see Lamar.
Vegas should be in on Aaron Rodgers, too. The problem is
they're worried about his age.
And I think they're also worried about something else. I think they're worried about a quarterback that will galvanize the players against that coach. I think the coach wants it to be about him. And that's going to be, to me, it's going to be the downfall once again of Josh McDaniels. So we'll just have to wait and see.
All eyes on him. All eyes on us. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On NFL on YouTube. Follow wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you so much for listening here on Locked On NFL. For Tony Wiggins, I'm James Rapine. We will talk to you next week, but we're with you five times a week here on Locked On NFL.